This podcast is a production of America Matters Media. Explore more episodes of this show and other great shows on the America Matters Media Podcast Network by visiting americamatters.us. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review at your favorite place to download podcasts. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of the company or its advertisers, although we think they should. But that's the opinion of America Matters Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated. And now, your radio refreshment, Ron Edwards.
And hello and welcome to another edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience. Hello, I'm your host, Ron Edwards. And it's a really great treat to be with you once again. And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us at 844-790-TALK, 8255. That's if you want to get into the conversation. As you know, probably know, based upon what's going on, we've got an awful lot to discuss concerning our republic and different things that are going on in different states. In the state of Michigan, for example, I guess that's ground zero for tyranny in America, so it seems. Not far behind is Pennsylvania, and you've got New York. These governors around this country are trying to work together with the certain medical professionals to literally bring our nation to a halt. I was reading city pages from different cities around the country. Some of the more vibrant cities, at least before the Corona China virus outbreak. And many of these cities are now saying that because of this situation, their downtowns are permanently dead, possibly. Places like New Orleans, Cleveland, cities that have experienced growth in their center cities, it may be no more, because two-thirds of the American people, according to certain surveys, are afraid of the Corona China virus, and they're afraid to go back to work. Ho-hum. There's really nothing to fear. It's all in our heads. You know how it got there, my friends? It got there because Americans have been indoctrinated into utter foolishness. You know, Ronald Reagan said it many years ago. The words we should fear most. I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. And we should really fear if they have medical professionals standing by and helping them. Now, we're going to get into some really deep subjects a little bit later. We've got a special guest, former senator of Michigan. His name is Patrick Kolbeck. And he's a wonderful individual. He's literally a rocket scientist. And he's done many great things. And we have a governor that is clamped down. It's like she gets her rocks off, clamping down further and further on we the people. Every time we speak out, she says, well, guess what? You dare to defy me? I, the nurse ratchet of politics, will clamp down further, and you must stay in your houses now until the end of May. Well, guess what? The answer to that unjust ruling is for all of us to go out. You know, even at the corner of my street there, the parks, they have these stupid yellow tapes all across the benches and everything. I'm thinking about going out there and cutting them off. And the reason why they have us, you must be 6 feet apart. Well, that's all part of the psychological effort to get Americans used to not connecting. And that's why they want us to wear masks. Now, anyone who has just a little bit of intelligence understands that when you wear one of these crazy masks, guess what happens? You're breathing your own carbon monoxide. And if you wear it all day, well, let's say now the airlines have bought into it. They want us to wear our masks from the point we get into an airport until we reach the destination. Now, let's say you have to fly a long distance to England or somewhere like that, and you're breathing your carbon monoxide. Over time, basically, you're slowly killing yourself. Because we have to live on clean air, oxygen, not carbon monoxide. We're not trees that are supposed to absorb carbon monoxide. So they have us, many of us, foolishly running around like chickens waiting for the proverbial disease from the sky to come and take us away. And see, we have, well, many have been hoodwinked in this situation. Just like many Americans have been hoodwinked throughout the years by the Democrats and others, and those in academia and in the medical professions, big pharma, all working together because they want to rule over us. They don't, you know, when President Trump said, hey, if you go out in the sunshine, that may help you. Well, that's true. Sun, vitamin D, burns off and gets rid of. It builds up your immune system and it helps your body to heal itself. Real simple, folks. Real simple. But no, the liberals and the leftists don't believe in simple. They believe in convoluted living. But we're going to clear things up when we return, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards Experience? It doesn't get any better than that.
You're darn tootin' it doesn't get any better than this. You're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. I am your happy host, Ron Edwards. And we've got a special guest. But before we get to our special guest, just want to remind you guys that when the pilgrims first landed upon these shores, the land called America was dedicated to God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Later, the founding fathers of the United States recognized that God created all men equal and that we, the people of the United States of America, are endowed with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's very key right there. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right, and I believe the duty of the people, to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. My fellow Americans, this republic is ours. We the people have allowed corrupt politicians and their friends in the dragon media, academia, entertainment, and even the crooked churches, the medical industry also, to collectively coordinate a literal usurpation of our proper position as sovereign individuals whose rights come from God, not government. And on that note, let me introduce a very special guest here with the Ron Edwards American Experience. His name is Patrick Kobach. He is a former senator of Michigan, and he's one of the good guys, folks. He knows his stuff. When he was in the government, he really stood tall and fought for our rights. Unfortunately, the dragons, not only on the Democrat side, but even amongst the Republican Rhino Brigade, opposed him at almost every turn. But here he is, still fighting. Hello, Patrick, and welcome to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Hey, great to be with you, Ron. Well, we were able to accomplish a little bit despite those uphill battles. So, God was with us.
Amen. Well, speaking of God being with us, we certainly need him right now. It was not very pleasing to my eyes to watch. I loved it when the people filled the state house, and I loved it when I saw them with their rifles and everything. It was a beautiful sight. But then for the governor, with a smile on her face, to extend her through extend this clampdown on we the people until the end of the month. What is this? Now, Patrick, we say screw it and open our businesses, go about our business, because you know, we cannot be ground to a halt because of a man-made virus. What say you?
Well, first of all, I mean, I think you, like me, appreciate the idea of living under the rule of law. That's what makes America special, is that we don't have some banana republic dictator going off and dictating their own whims every single time they decide to have a new edict put out. And so, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your perspective, when this whole rigmarole around COVID-19 started out, we had a couple laws and statutes here in the state of Michigan. One dated all the way back to 1945, another one dated 1976. And that 1945 statute pretty much gave her dictatorial powers for at least 28 days. It gave her dictatorial powers, but that was constrained to just 28 days in that 1976 act. And essentially, that 1976 act said that, wait a minute, we can't give the governor open-ended dictatorial powers. The legislature has to chime in on this. And they set a time limit and said, hey, if this state of emergency has gone past 28 days, we have a say in whether or not you can still declare it a state of emergency. Well, the governor yesterday decided that she was going to ignore that statute, and she was going to say, you know, we're going to extend our state of emergency. And she essentially did assume the role of a dictator of a banana republic. We didn't elect a queen, we elected a governor. And she's trying to act like a queen by dismissing that rule of law. And we need to get back into that appreciation for the rule of law. And our governor right now is not adhering to that. And to get out of the legalese talking about public acts and everything, what she's done, you know, what she did yesterday was the equivalent of Aladdin going in, having his three wishes, taken to the genie, making his first two wishes, and then for his third wish, he wanted to go off and wish for new wishes. And that's not allowed under genie law, and that is not allowed under Michigan statute. She cannot go off and unilaterally extend the duration of the state of emergency, and that's what she's done. And why is that important? Because that state of emergency is what gives her the quote-unquote statutory authority to go off and assume those emergency powers under that 1945 Act. If there's no state emergency, she has no power.
Well, since her time has run out on that state of emergency, and the last time I checked it is the legislature that writes the laws anyway, I would think, and tell me if I'm wrong, please tell me if I'm wrong, but I think that she just made a bunch of noise, and I think we should go about our business and remind the sheriffs if they try to arrest us. I think we're on legal ground here.
Yeah, my neon sign out in front of my business, if I had one that was a retail slot that I could make all the decisions on, would be lit up and saying open for business, because she has no legal authority to shut us down under her stay-at-home executive orders. Having said that, that's not going to keep her from going off and asserting that right. And so anybody who does open their business right now is at risk of her using the attorney general, using the state police, encouraging county sheriffs, and encouraging municipal police officers to enforce her executive order. And she will do that. So now we're in this little constitutional crisis right now. And I agree with you. We should all be asserting our rights. So the letter of the law is very clear. You're either for the rule of law or you're for this banana republic. And a lot of people died for the rights that we have in our constitutional republic. And, it's a defining moment for us in the state of Michigan as to whether or not we hold these truths to be self-evident or not, right? Yeah, I love it when I'm on a show where they're opening up with the Declaration of Independence, and we have our moment to be tested right now. And everybody's got an opportunity to choose the dictatorial powers of the old quote-unquote security that Gretchen is falsely offering under her executive orders, or do we choose freedom? And I, for one, my friend, choose freedom.
Absolutely. We must choose freedom and liberty. Liberty, which is freedom with responsibility. And we have the responsibility not only to ourselves, but to our children and our children's children and generations forthcoming to stand and fight for the God-given rights that are still ours and she cannot take away. And so I'm in agreement with you, sir. But I think that maybe we should reach out to our local and county sheriffs, to our police departments, take them pamphlets just sheets of paper with the law on it and say, hey, look, this is the actual law. Our governor is breaking the law. Please do not come and arrest us and harm us based upon an unconstitutional act.
I could help out with that. If any of your listeners want to go to morninginmichigan.com, if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you can download a PDF of an analysis that I put together that says Michigan open or not open, because some people are trying to cast doubt into whether or not we should be allowed to open or not. Well, we are. I mean, I think the case is pretty strong if you actually look at the actual law. But if you want, just go over there, print it out, and share that around. But here's kind of another approach as well. I don't know if you noticed this, but before yesterday, earlier this week, the United States Attorney General, William Barr, issued a letter to his federal prosecutors across the country. And he singled out the prosecutor here in Michigan, Matthew Schneider, who's a really good guy, very, very upstanding. And he said, you know what? I need you guys to bird dog these states and these governors that are going rogue and running over people's civil rights and constitutional liberties. And if you see anybody coloring outside of the lines of their oaths of office, bring it to my attention, and we can take federal legal action to go off and defend those who are being infringed upon. So we have a little bit of a get-out-of-jail-free card in that context as well. And it's nice to know that for the first time in a long time, we actually have the federal government helping us at the state level rather than hurting us. So this is refreshing, and President Trump and his administration should be credited for that.
This is the first time, I think, in my lifetime, maybe with the exception of maybe Ronald Reagan, but other than that, that the federal government seemed more liberty-oriented than whichever state I'm living in this case, Michigan.
Yeah. Absolutely. So. It is it's remarkable, but these are the times we're living in.
Woo! Jesus. But, I mean, I laugh to think about it because you know what the federal government has been doing to us all the time, but now we've got these egotistical wannabe dictators. Michigan's not the only place. We've got folks in Pennsylvania. We've got in New York, one of my favorite places on earth, is just being ruined by that individual, by Cuomo. And same thing over there. It's just horrendous. And see, the thing is, if people want to get well, they've got to get out in the sunshine. They got to get back to work, and there's got to be activity. I know you've got something to say. It's about 20 seconds before break.
Well, I mean, this is a spiritual battle is what it comes down to. This is fear versus hope. This is fear versus truth. And people are playing at their emotions. America right now is being tested. Our mettle is being tested. And at the end of last year, I guess, I didn't know about that this was going to be happening, but I saw all the craziness that was going on with Russian collusion and fake impeachment and all this stuff. I knew there was going to be a door number three coming up. And I think I wrote an article called Will 2020 Be America's Finest Hour? And I think this is the test for each and every one of us. Do we hold these truths to be self-evident? Are we going to attest to them, or are we going to throw them away at the...
We're going to have to hold it right there. We're going coming up on a hard break, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience, and you hold it right there. We'll be back with our special guest, Patrick Kolbeck.
Oftentimes, government officials like Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer think they know what's best, but in reality, they know a lot less than we the people. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, I find it ironic and at times a bit maddening when government officials with more in common with Karl Marx than Senator Tim Scott are elected over and over again. No wonder many of them think we are stupid and need to be told what to do or when. If we use common sense, there is no logical way we cannot get back to work. Even Republicans like Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio has, to a lesser degree than Michigan's governor, has forced sovereign Ohio citizens to endure draconian edicts that have done more to harm the economy than to subdue the Corona China virus, which will peter out on its own. I wonder if Corona China virus numbers were inflated in order to convince many people to accept an economic shutdown that will do much more harm than Corona China virus. The delay in certain states to get back to work is nothing more than a politically motivated dictatorial practice run to harm President Trump's re-election chances. But we who know better understand, if we don't work, you wannabe dictators won't be getting paid in the long run. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Hey, it's the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards Experience with Ron Edwards.
And keep listening for your own good, folks. I'm Ron Edwards, your host, your happy host of the Ron Edwards American Experience. And thank you again for tuning in. And you guys can tune in as well through via phone at 844-790-8255. Your opinion counts. And yes, it does. Well, you know, Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones, a black American lawmaker from the Peach State who recently spoke out in support of good policies enacted by President Trump, who was walked away from the Plantation Democrat Party due to the cruel onslaught of harassment he has received. Well, turn the lights off, he said. I have left the plantation, Jones said in a statement to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Quote, someone else can occupy that suite. Therefore, I intend not to complete my term effective April 22nd, 2020. However, he woke up. He said that he's declared and sick and tired of, quote, me and my family being attacked and harassed by the Democrat Party for putting my country before my party. Jones said he also disagreed with the Democrat Party's leftist view on an approval of illegal border crossing. However, he has since changed his mind, and he said that he's going to remain in his seat and fight for what is right despite the attacks from the Democrat Party. And speaking of attacks via the Democrat Party, in the state of Michigan, Karen Whitsitt, representative, Democrat representative, but a decent person despite being a Democrat, she's been under attack. Why? Oh, funny you should ask that. We all know what happened, though. She contracted Corona China virus, got very sick, went to hospital 3 or 4 times. They weren't going to give her the hydroxychloroquine. She finally stated, I'm a representative. Oh, you're important enough. So they gave her the treatment, and she lived. And her husband also was treated. And she says, wait a minute, that's not right. If I had not been a representative, I'd be dead now. So she thanked the president for mentioning hydroxychloroquine because she happened to be watching Fox News that night. Imagine that, a Democrat watching Fox News. But anyway, since then, the Democrats they voted to censor her. They have been very cruel to her. She's gotten nasty, threatening calls and death threats and all of that, all because she simply thanked the president. Now, if it were, you know, just thinking common sense, one would think that the black community would be hailing Trump, saving lives. But then again, when you have a population that's for abortion, I guess they're pro-death, so they wouldn't give a rip about that, huh? Well, let's see what Patrick Kolbeck, our wonderful guest this week, has to say about that. What say you, Patrick?
Well, I was listening to quite a few interviews with Representative Whitsitt, and she made a point out of highlighting that it wasn't just the Democratic Party. It was the governor specifically trying to tell her to shut up and not talk about that kind of stuff because right now, Governor Whitmer, under these executive orders, her pursuit of the policies that she's pursuing under her executive orders, policies that keep Planned Parenthood open, but closed churches. I mean, it's pretty clear that there is a political agenda there. And she has a political agenda against our president that, somebody as forthright and kind as Representative Whitsett speaks out against that agenda by highlighting that, no, President Trump actually helped her and saved her life, it gets pretty vicious, and it gets pretty vicious pretty quick. So it really, as bad as it is regarding the Democratic Party, what it really highlights is and underscores is that our governor is actually operating under a political agenda. She's not operating under a... the best interests of our citizens, because that's all Representative Whitsett was looking for. She was trying to get out some information that the president had shared to save her life, and she wanted to be able to help the constituents in her district. And she is rare in public officials in that she prioritized the best interests of her constituents over her own self-interest. And I think she should be applauded for that. I wish it were just limited to the Democratic Party, but it happens with Republicans as well. But there are people that put their party and their own self-interest over the people they were elected to serve, and I'm happy to say that Representative Winstead, not one of them.
Yeah, you're right. Republicans are that way too, mostly rhinos. I can say that because of the wonderful platform of the Republican Party, still have a good portion of Republicans that are trying to do the good thing. But there are those rhinos that kiss the backsides of the golden donkey and prefer to go along with them rather than the American people and our Constitution, just like Democrats. You know, the Democrat Party, I'm not surprised at how the governor and other Democrats are acting, because if you look at the foundational base of the Democrat Party and how they were founded, it is a party of death. It is a party of slavery. It is a party of big government and abuse and making life difficult. So that's the way it was. I mean, if you go all the way back to the predating the official formation of the Democrat Party, you had the Loyalists and people of that ilk. I mean, it goes back.
They're deliberately trying to hide that from our students in the history books. I mean, you may recall that I was involved on social studies focus group for the state of Michigan, and I was pretty much outnumbered 20-1 from our worldview. I provided a good conservative Christian worldview in the middle of that, and I had the audacity of seeking standards that were politically neutral and accurate. And one of the topics that came up dealt specifically with the history of the Democratic Party. They had this section in there about Reconstruction period after the Civil War. Ooh. And they had a section that said, hey, we would love to understand the attitudes of Republicans and Black Americans in the South after the Civil War. And I go, well, wouldn't you like to hear the attitudes of Democrats? And I'd love to go off and talk about that in Reconstruction South. And I go, because they were trying to make the point. It was like a little dog whistle point. They wanted to go off and try to make this false assertion that all Blacks in the South were Democrats. And the exact opposite was true. But they tried to continue that narrative. When I said I wanted to talk about Democrats in the South, they all of a sudden took out that section in our history standards and refused to talk about it.
See, this is why, you know, one reason among many why the Black community has suffered inordinately in this, you know, just horribly in this country, not because the country is based upon making people suffer, but because a certain party and a certain philosophical base that is a part of that particular party of the Golden Donkey, when followed, brings about nothing but death and destruction. That's just the way it is. And so that's why Frederick Douglass is not talked about, Crispus Attucks, and many others, Lewis Latimer.
Well, he's talked about early on when he was a post of the Constitution calling it a racist. They don't talk about his epiphany afterward.
Oh, no. How dare they? You can't do that. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Booker T. Washington.
They refuse to talk about the ties of the KKK to the Democratic Party, and it's just really...
Oh no, because that would wake people up, sir. You know that.
I know.
Well, you've got about 50 seconds. I'd like you to give us a final wrap-up of where you think things are going to be headed and what we can do to overturn this tyranny, not only in Michigan, but elsewhere throughout the country.
Well, I think we're going to find out a lot about how the legal system works in the next few weeks in Michigan and potentially months. We're in the middle of a constitutional crisis, and there's a couple ways of doing it. There's going to be a court battle out there for sure, and we've got a friendly fire finally from the federal government perspective, but our state government with the attorney general and the governor and any municipality that is willing to listen to the governor, they're going to be picking a stance that's going to assert that she still has these dictatorial powers. On the other hand, the folks that are in pursuit of the rule of law, that are in pursuit of freedom, that are in pursuit of having a rational approach to this COVID-19 crisis, they're going to be picking the other side of this discussion. So there's a little bit of a conflict brewing here, and people are going to have to choose their side. Are you going to be choosing the side of the rule of law, or are you going to be choosing this air of false safety offered by the governor? This is really gets to the heart of what Ben Franklin once said, that that those who are willing to give up liberty for security deserve neither. That's what we're facing right now, and it's going to be, this is a time for people, as Reagan once said, it's a time for choosing, and I for one, choose freedom.
Choose life or choose death. Patrick, I want to thank you so much for joining me today here on the Ron Edwards American Experience. And you're always invited to come back. If you don't come back on your own, I'm going to reach out.
No problem. Thank you very much. And just to remind everybody, if you want to get that legal analysis, go to morninginmichigan.com.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and take care.
All right. God bless.
God bless. And you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. And I'll be right back.
Hey, y'all. Hey. This is Diamond and Silk. Mm-hmm. Don't you touch that dial.
You better not.
You better come back.
Mm-hmm.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. It's the Ron Edwards American Experience.
And thank you for joining me here on today's edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience. And this portion of the broadcast is being brought to you by the good folks at Silverite. Silverite, they produce what I believe to be the world's best pillow. Now, this pillow is very special. It is infused with, it's silver infused, real silver infused, 100% cotton casing with KPAC filling. KPAC grows on trees around the equator, and it's just harvested. It falls from the trees. The trees are not harmed in any way. And this is the filling of this pillow. It's hypoallergenic. There's no harm whatsoever. And because of the silver, there's no micro problems. There's no bacteria. There's nothing like that, which builds up in every other type of pillow. And even the other pillows that are very great, they're still harmed because the foam that they're produced with, it's toxic. Yes, indeed. So if you want to check out the best pillow, again, it's called the Silverite pillow, and you can check it out any old time. Silverite.com, and your order code is RON20, no spaces, just RON20, and check out the Silverite pillow. They're great. They also sell a traveling bag and the travel pillow as well. I don't know if you'll be wanting to fly the friendly skies anytime soon, but, you know, you can if you want to. But anyway, try this pillow out, SilverRightGlobal.com. Again, that's SilverRightGlobal.com. Silver. RITE global.com, and your promo code is RON20. Well, you know, I would like to share this bit of information to leftist governors and mayors throughout the Republic who are using the Corona China virus to literally murder the economy and ruin the lives of Americans in order to further their vicious, evil mission to help the leftists fundamentally transform our constitutionally limited republic into a bully government dictatorship. According to the Department of Justice, law enforcement may not arrest, threaten, or intimidate citizens exercising their right to peaceably assemble. Summary of the United States Code, Title 18, Section 242, makes it a crime for a law enforcement officer acting under control of any laws of the United States. The Constitution specifically names the right to peaceably assemble as a right given to all law-abiding citizens and protected by the United States Constitution. If we do not know our rights, we don't have any rights. If we don't stand and fight for our liberty and our rights, we don't deserve them and will lose them permanently. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I love people. I love this country. I appreciate this country. And I want to leave behind a better country than the one that I'm existing in. It's about building to greatness, not allowing the others to destroy and diminish the quality of life. Who in the hell does Bill Gates, George Soros, Tom Steyer, I mean, it's bad enough that they're leftists, but they're walking around Dr. Rat Fauci, Scarf Lady, Burks, all these individuals and many more cocking around trying to use misinformation to fool President Trump into enacting certain laws and dictates that go against common sense. Now, if you have a viral infection, the best thing you can do is to have fresh air, sunshine, great nutrition, and exercise. You can't do better than that. But these fools, okay, and want us to stay at home, stay inside. And Whitmer, if she had her way, don't you dare cut your lawn. And if she had her way, folks, she would arrest a family that lives together for driving in a car together. See, this is just totally insane. It's not insane that she's enacting these principles, but it's insane to watch people accept it. That's the insanity here, because evil is always going to be there to present itself. You're always going to have people that agree with the evil and going to perpetrate evil against us. But what's insane is that when people go along with this, when they allow themselves to be useful idiots, that's the real problem here. Okay, so we really, if you care about your children, if you care about your grandchildren, if you're that old, if you care about your own backside, if you care about yourself, I suggest that we all link up and fight this madness, this tyranny. This is another test. This is the same kind of philosophy that was behind the enactment of the seatbelt law. The seatbelt law was a test. When they first proposed that in Ohio, that's where it came from. An Ohio idiot, they were afraid. They were thinking, oh, I don't know if the American people will accept this. Well, there were enough useful idiots to fall for this. Because people for decades before that were driving around, and people were surviving, people were breeding. And see, laws should not be based upon constraining your rights, but they should be based upon personal responsibility. The rest of us not should be forced to contribute to people that do foolish things. If you drive around and don't have proper protection for your children in your car, you get in a crack-up, then the responsibility is on you. If you smoke and get cancer because of the smoking, there should not be a national health care where we all are forced to pay into for that. If laws were reconfigured back to more personal responsibility, a lot of foolish actions would be curtailed in our country. See, God says we have personal responsibility to choose life or choose death, to choose right or choose wrong, to choose common sense or stupidity. I mean, we have that right, folks. But we have to, for the good and the sake of our country, come together and choose. I would that you choose life. I would that you choose what is right for this republic. Because I love this country. I like this country, and I like going about and going to businesses and this, that, and the other. This is crazy, being restricted like this. And for those that accept it and say that, and say things that like we're wrong for standing up for liberty, and for them to believe that all of a sudden this one virus is it, we have to be locked down. I mean, they have literally killed the center cities across America, or certain ones. They don't know whether their downtowns will ever come back because of the mentality of the people and the corporations. They're saying, well, people are working well from home and we don't need that, 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 that. I mean, this is tragic. This is a diminishing of America. You go to other countries, they still build their big buildings. They still have their center cities. They're not going to give all that up, and they have less freedom in many cases than we do. But for us to trash even our symbols of greatness on the ash heap of asinine laws that have nothing to do with improving the quality of life, you know what that equates to? Retardation. Retarded. And evil. And we all have to give an account for the decisions we make, especially the decisions that we leave behind that make life more difficult for our children and our children's children and so on. Think about that. Your life is not just about you. If you're a socialist pig and you like that stuff, you still have to give an account on what you leave behind for your children and your children's children. Yes, you will answer. Every knee shall bow. So, on that note, I want to thank you for joining us right here on the Ron Edwards American Experience. And I just want to thank you. I appreciate you. God loves you. So do I. Remember to join us on the next edition of the Ron Edwards American Experiences, always brought to you by Silverlight Global.com.